All right, I'd like to call this meeting the Sheridan Fire District to order. I think we'll skip the Pledge of Allegiance. Roll call, Tammy.
Here.
Carol. Carol.
You're muted.
Yeah, I think she's muted.
She's there.
She's there. We can see her.
Hey, you guys.
There.
There. Oh, there she is. Just wanted to make sure you're there. So, roll call. Ray.
Here.
Pete.
Here.
All right. And of course, I'm here. So, all right. On to our new old business contract for services with West Valley discussion and review. So, hopefully, you all have the contract in front of you. All right. Go ahead, Les.
Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedules. Can everyone hear me okay?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, the owl is not being used. I just wanted to make sure. Reviewing the contract, we'll get to the very last, the appendix in a moment, but I wanted to go back through it one more time because I reread it again and again and again. I want to make sure that we're not missing possibilities here. So is everyone on the very first page under recitals?
Yes. Yep.
Would anyone consider, it says, whereas the parties provide fire protection and emergency medical service, EMS, to add their respective geographic service areas in Yamhill and Polk counties. There's no Polk County on there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because part of that's in Polk County, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'll get that.
They have both.
Yeah, so we should add that.
Thanks for catching that.
Yeah.
And then in a couple of places, it's just grammar, but it's okay. Like Confederated Tribes of the Grand Ronde, I can strike those easily. I'll get with Eileen on the phone to see if I need to send it back to her for legal moving, or can I make these basic changes? I'll make sure we do that.
Okay.
Down under agreement on the same first page, compensation. Originally, I'd asked for revenue from, and also any subsidiaries or anything extra in consideration of satisfactory performance. We talked about satisfactory performance. Who chooses satisfactory performance? Can we not change that word to something like fulfillment of the services? Or do you guys see that as semantics?
Well, in consideration of satisfactory performance, that means that's giving them license to judge what our performance.
That's why I say fulfillment of.
Just compensation for
fulfillment of the services.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we need consideration of satisfactory performance at all.
You'll come up with a cool review.
It'd be better just to say in consideration of performance or providing the services.
There you go, right.
Period.
Yeah.
All right, one more time. In consideration of?
Of providing the services.
Yeah.
The services. Okay. All right, does everybody agree? Sorry, Harry.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Did anyone, while we're still on the first page, did anyone see anything they needed to discuss? Silence as a no. Second page.
On the contract or on any part of it?
Contract.
First page of the contract.
First page, no.
Yeah, we're on the second page. Starts with B. It's a Bravo. So it's kind of similar to what we just talked about. In addition to the amount set forth in paragraph 4A, all ambulance transport revenues received for the services shall be paid to and shall be the sole property of Sheridan Fire. Do we want to add build by or other revenue sources or anything to validate that? Or do you believe that first statement was good enough? good enough. And again, this is GEMT. This is any other sources that can be generated, or excuse me, revenue that can be generated from these runs.
I say all revenue says it all.
Okay. I just want to make sure. Anyone else?
Yeah.
I would agree, unless you're thinking that there's some way that it can be wiggled out of.
I've tried to think that away, and I really don't have it, to be honest. This is just a consideration. I'm still on this page. I didn't have anything else, but I wanted to see if anyone had anything for the second page.
I'm good.
Now, quick question, semantics, I know, but does it need to say acting board chair, or board chair is okay with everyone? For West Valley, sorry.
That's kind of on their issue, so yeah.
I mean, it's semantics. I just wanted to make sure everybody was comfortable with the way it was written.
I am.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
It's good.
Yeah. Carol, you okay?
Yes.
No,
don't ask her if she's okay. That's an open
question. My bad. All right, moving on. We're recording. I'm going to Exhibit A, which is, to me, the third page. Scope of services. The only thing that I read it again. I'm sorry. I should have caught it last time. But before I submitted it to y'all, all Sheridan Fire personnel will be located and based out of A or an Sheridan Fire Station, because we don't want to say the, is that singular in nature?
Yeah, should be A.
Okay, everybody okay with that?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so that's the three that I have. We'll go to, does anyone have anything else as for the written part of the contract?
Just where it talks about Exhibit B. And that.
So I don't know if you had enough time to read it, but I was able to find some more information. Let me see if I can share this. Can everyone see this okay?
Yes.
Yes.
Let me see if I can zoom in a little bit. If it works for you. Is that okay for everyone?
Yep.
Okay. So looking at this and the way it's explained to me and having some discussions with other people, we believe that there is a better map available, but right now I was just given this map as their suggestion, I believe is how I'm going to say. We have not one-on-one formally met and discussed it. And the more I study this, the more I can show you the overlay. Okay, just 1 second. Somebody is raising their hand. Zoom user. All right, let's see who this is. Zoom user.
I think it's
me. Oh, is it you?
I believe it's me.
Go ahead, Zoom user.
Okay, Zoom user. So I am not interested in that map at all, honestly.
I understand.
I would like to use the legal definition out of the ASA for Amhill County. And Polk County has a map. I don't know if you guys can see this.
No, it's blurring it out because the way you have it set up.
Yeah, we can okay. See you.
Well, I can send it to you, but I just a couple minutes ago received the ASA number 4 West Valley Fire District map of Polk County. And I would rather see us say something about that we would cover all of the ASA number 4 as described in Yamhill County's ASA ordinance and then divide the Polk County map with Grand Ron.
Right.
That to me was more what we had been discussing.
Not that's a much clearer way. Is way convoluted to me.
Well, it looks like Grand Ron is agreeing to take over part of our ASA, which is not even at all up for discussion.
Right.
No, and we after seeing this and discussing it, this is the overlay. Can you see this overlay from the Oregon Health Authority?
Yeah.
Okay, so you see my cursor, correct?
Right.
So this is our current, and you guys see the split in the line. Carol's talking about having the Polk County versus the Yamhill. So we followed this when we zoomed in, because our concern was the same as Carol's. These step downs we see here, I've been working the hour and a half that I had when I figured this out was, I'm trying to do an overlay of the Grand Ron suggestion on their map. And believe it or not, within our purview here, you can see this is Wallace Bridge where my cursor is.
Right.
It fits. Their map fits just like this and all the way down. But you're right. I would rather have a more clearly defined map. And as for the previous map that you were looking at, the highlights, it matches up. Larry and I have been messing with it this afternoon. It matches up, not exact, but pretty close. And all of this land that you see out here is inaccessible to us, except for there's a nice lady that lives out here in this area. Somewhere out here. Is that Gooseneck? Yeah, somewhere out here in this area. But see, this is still ours, Mill Creek all the way down. And there's no way to get to the end of Mill Creek here unless you come in out of our district. We get those. But all these up here, I'm moving way fast. I'm sorry. All right. So Grand Ron, we can't get to any of these. We can't get to any of these right here. Make sense? So we get it, but I do believe we could have a more clear map.
Yeah, I would like to see something where we can actually see the roads. And I mean, it's just going to be very remedial that we can just draw a line. And I don't care if the lines stay, but I'd like to be able to see some of the other roads and some landmarks so we really understand where we're at.
Right.
And I don't like that
both of these things
where it overlays the tribe area, the blue over our existing ASA.
That's not okay
about that.
No.
But I want everyone to understand, if I may, the reasoning behind is when I talked to Steve was it's not taking ASA, it is responsibilities for closest resource, because in here it does say we retain our rights to our ASA. But I don't disagree. Go ahead, Carol.
I was going to say, that's okay to have that in there saying that we still retain our rights to the ASA, but I want the map drawn out exactly as to exactly what they are taking over for West Valley and exactly what we are taking over for West Valley, and no convoluted anything in between.
Right.
I don't know. Is this red their fire district? What is the red?
Let me go back to it. Sorry, this sharing thing is
new. That's okay.
I believe the red is the outline of their fire district where their tax base comes from.
Oh yeah, West Valley, thank you. That is very correct. West Valley Fire, the red that you see currently, that is their fire district. Remember, they had the station, 182 was in here for a long period of time that they consider. Let me zoom in. So as you see the yellow is being Sheridan, we still would go all the way up as we had before. The point of contention is what you are saying is, are you seeing my cursor?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This area is what you're speaking about, everyone?
Yep.
Okay, I get it.
So is that currently our area?
Yeah, let me show you. I was able to pull up a map. I'm sorry, I keep bouncing around with this.
That's okay.
So, now, this is one of the DSEI reports that was built by them. And then I have the Oregon, the other Oregon ambulance you can see. Well, the original, let's just go to the original. This is what the state of Oregon says we have. I've talked to Amy Hannafone about sending me the original Yamhill. And I think Carol has a really good Polk one, but.
Yeah,
okay. So we'll zoom in on this. Guys, look. You remember the step downs I was telling you about? This is us inside this area right here. See Buell's right here? This is us. Now this out here, this area out here, that has not ever been us. I think that was some of the West Valleys and some of the peripheral. They have another name for it. I heard it at the ASA meeting. Sorry for the name, but no man's land. PacWest actually said that because they cover this large area on the left. But this is our original that OHA has us listed as. But what I'd like to do is get the map from Amy, overlay. I don't know how to do that yet. I'm sorry. But overlay here and then overlay the Polk map to ensure that we're in the right areas. And I think if I heard you correctly, Tammy, you wanted to make sure that we can physically see the lines.
Yeah.
So, for example, let me-
would like to see, you know, some landmarks where we can see some roads that we can familiarize and go, okay, I know exactly what we're looking at right now. Because that-
We're dealing with that right now with Dallas, Dallas and Southwest Polk on Red Prairie. But if you look, this is in the middle of nowhere. So this is Ridgeway where my cursor is.
Yeah.
This is the middle of some farmer's field. That's the split for us. So we'd literally have to figure out putting a sign or something. And I, right here on 22 is our original. And a lot of Donna and those people like that work here, they can show us probably to the mailbox.
Well, I can tell you exactly where that is. Because Ridgeway runs from Highway 22 to Harmony.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
So this out there, I mean, that's fine, but that's why I want to be able to make it clear so we understand, because the map that that you attach to this is a one-page map that shows from Beaver clear to Basket Slough.
Right.
No way to figure out where we really are on that.
Well, again, this is where we get into now outside of this current talk. You see, this is Enterprise right here, right?
Right, right.
So the point of contention is that Red Prairie? I can't see the dot. That's Beck. So here's Red Prairie all the way up here. See?
Right.
We literally go down to here. So here's Salt Creek Station, right?
Right.
That makes sense.
See, our am I not correct, Pete? Doesn't our boundary actually go down to almost to Enterprise Road? Isn't that our existing?
Yeah, it does. It goes down the middle of the highway. So essentially from the Red Prairie Road area down 22, the south side would be Southwest Polk's. The north side of the highway is ours. And that line you see going up Enterprise is correct.
Yes.
So
that is ours.
Is it split down the middle, Pete? Is it split down the middle of Enterprise on one side or the other? How does that work?
I do not know about Enterprise Road. I think it's just one side of the road or the other. If it's on Enterprise, I can't tell you whose it is. Like an accident on that road.
Right. Yeah. But on 22, the north side of the highway. From it's about halfway up Butler Hill is actually Dallas's ASA.
So down here, because that right there is Hart.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's Dallas's. Yeah,
that's Dallas ASA. That side,
Hart, on this side of the road, right?
Down on that side of the highway is all Dallas's ASA.
Well, that helps me too, because they were saying that they are in the middle and they cut off. So this is going to be the thing I need to have a talk with Todd about. They think they go all the way up here to Beck on the side.
That's always
once they pass Enterprise Road, everything on the north side is ours.
Yes.
That makes sense. So we're going to back up to where we originally were. Again, this is just quick research on our part. I'm going to go back to the yellow, red, and blue map. So remember what you see here. I wish I could lay over there. I'm just not that. You know what? I think I can. Hold on. Oh, let me do it. Dang it. All right. I have to mess with it some more. Anyway, here's the original. So, zooming in. I 100% agree with what you're saying, because I'd rather have, see how you can barely make out these roads here in the yellow.
Yeah.
We got to have a clear map. I mean, even though it's totally in the yellow, but this is the area where there is going to be questions more than likely.
Well, and I think right now,
redundancy is
really,
certainly what to happen.
Really, all we need to be concerned with is what is actually West Valley's ASA and defining that. They okay. should. With anything else outside of what is Willamina's ASA that we're dividing up at this point. Am I wrong?
No, I think that's correct. I think we need a map strictly of West Valley and then that divided up. Our ASA shouldn't be in the map. Grand Ronde, whatever theirs is, shouldn't be in the map. It should only be West Valley.
Yeah.
I agree. That'd be a lot clearer.
It would make it crystal clear. And I'm afraid if we get too convoluted, that this is going to jump up and bite us down the road with them.
I guarantee you it will.
So this, I don't know why it's the same darn color, but, I'm not sharing it. Hold on. Man, I hate it. Okay, so can y'all see that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right. So these two, this is the split. We're on the right. West Valley's on the left. So I wonder if, since this thing goes all the way down here. So this is Dallas. I don't know who the heck that is, but this is the tribe up here. I mean, excuse me, West Valley. This is us. And I believe this is Dallas right here. Yeah. See all this? Dallas. So we dipped down. Dadgum, I didn't know we went this far down.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Who has the map of West Valley? Just West Valley. One color, West Valley.
It's on the ES. Yeah. Give me just a moment. I'll get it for you.
It's talked about having one map with West Valley's district. What about adding a map of our ASA also, just ours, so you can reference and look at what we have, what West Valley has.
Where they touch together.
And then the area that we're going to have as a merger. I know it's adding more addendums, but it would clear things up. Right now, if we knew exactly on a good map with landmarks and roads what our district was, and then what West Valley's was, we could then look at this and go, yeah, this is pretty close to the line. But the map that it has is horrible. You can't reference anything.
Yeah.
Well, but I think for the agreement that's going in, we shouldn't have any of our ASA information in there because it's not about them. It's not about us. It's about them.
I agree with Carol. We just need to know how we're dividing up theirs.
Right. And that's somebody really in all that needs to go with that contract.
I'll be right back.
Bye.
I'm not running. I can hear you.
Somebody mute. All right. So this is out of the study that we paid for. And this is the overlay from.
That's okay. Here is your new ID. So okay. I will get your certified back. And Daryl, I'll get it back from you later. Okay. It's okay. Daryl brought both of these by. He would prefer that you wear this one so you can take them home and try it on. If this doesn't work, you can wear this.
I'm sure it will.
And there is a hat. But just in case you're not comfortable in it.
Okay, so is the red line just...
I'm sure it's fine.
Oh, okay. That's the study area.
With long sleeve shirt underneath it.
Perfect.
There's a hat.
This is West Valley.
All right. Thank you. Welcome over. Again.
Hey, I want a hat.
Okay, I'm back. Sorry. Still at work.
Has anybody seen Carol?
Yes.
Hey, I want a hat. You're giving hats away. I want one. You didn't mute it.
I'll see what I can do. Okay, so that right there is West Valley.
Yes.
Okay.
Right?
Fire/ASA.
So it's all of it incorporated together.
Yes. So remember those, can you see my cursor, the step downs?
Yeah.
So that... He is proposing that a majority of this that's not ours anyway, I believe it comes off this corner. I'm not 100% or maybe this corner. This is all forestry roads and land. You're familiar with it more than I. This area here, Firehouse Road, I believe, one of these two. Okay.
And that's, if it's Fire Hall Road, that's Grand Ronde.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So that doesn't affect us at all.
No. And this is the only thing that I think where I was confused, and I apologize, is because originally I was just saying Wallace Bridge, but he would stop there. But the truth of the matter is this is still West Valley's. We can come in, and that's the thing that we can talk about adjusting, because Sawtell and all that is right through here.
Yeah.
We could probably get to this area at the same time. I think the major concern is the turnaround here, one way or the other. Here to there, I guess, but and I have a Google map if you want to see it closer, the true map, because it has the roads and everything. Let me see.
Yeah, that certainly would be nice.
Oh, well, I thought it would. What do I know? Oh, here it is. All right, does everyone see that one? Now.
No. Now.
Yes. Okay.
All right. So you guys see Willamette's up here.
Yep.
This is the great mixmaster of Wallace Bridge.
Yeah, that's a cluster.
Ooh. And then Sawtell. Yeah, isn't
that Sawtell's right up there?
Yeah.
Up
Sawtell here. Will take off. Don't Sawtell makes a loop back to 22.
Right. That's where the Biden flags are. God bless.
Right. Biden. Yeah.
So if you remember, man, I wish I could share both maps at the same dang time. It looks like, help me out, Tammy, because we talked about this the other day. Is this right here is where he's cutting over, or is it down?
No, it's slightly west of Ridgeway. That's where the current district boundary is. They go almost to Ridgeway.
Right, that's where he was starting to take over a bunch of our territory at.
No, I think his line was correct.
Yeah, if you look, right, I think
that line is just a little bit towards Wallace Bridge from Ridgeway, and that has always been the district boundary.
Because remember, there's a sign. I used to look at it every morning going to Willamette. There's a sign in here that says West Valley Fire.
Yeah, no, and there is, and I agree with that. But I'm looking at the blue overlay that's all over the yellow clear to salt.
I think you need
that's what I'm talking about.
Ignore the yellow because that is not correct. That's not our district, has not been our district. I don't know why the yellow and blue mix is there, but that area currently is mostly Wilhelminas.
Well, and I think that that's why we need a clear map is because yeah, it's just, we're confused. Everybody else is going to be confused.
Okay, yeah, so we need to decide. I mean, really, we need to come up with a good map that shows the roads and you can sit down and work it through it with him and decide, okay, this is where we're going to be. Are we going to have him take Sawtelle or are we going to take Sawtelle? You know?
I say let them have it. It's all part of that chunk south of Highway 22 right there. We're going to have our hands full with the city of Wilhelmina because it's a higher populous area. If they want to take some of that rural, they're quick to get there. And you're right, we probably would tie getting there, but they can provide service there just as quick as we can. My vote is just let them have that area.
Well, and I think that that's what Chief Warden's thought process on that, on taking that Sawtelle.
And that's fine. I just want a good map so we can see the line, because by looking at this other map there, it doesn't look right to me at all. If I get this map, I can understand that.
May I make a suggestion? I get, is everyone approves of the base of the IGA contract, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Would it be okay, and Harry, I'm sorry, this is in your purview here. Would it be okay that we agree upon that and then give me some time? Because remember, we're meeting tomorrow night with West Valley. They need to, the spirit of the contract is as it is.
Yeah.
With a couple of changes we agreed. This, I think Steve and I could work out really easy, and specifically, Tammy, taking off the convoluted overlayering. One or the other.
I would like to see a map that has just like what you've got up there where we can see where Ridgeway Road is. We can see where Sawtelle Road is. We can see where Dome Creek is. So we can make a clear assumption. And we all know right now the tribe's covering that and we're covering the other.
And everything we've looked at, we've discussed it several times, Larry and I, and we see a lot of positives from our neighbors as well. We don't see anybody trying to take advantage or anything like that. Just, you know, we're looking at the whole broad picture, but I really agree with you because when this goes to Patty, there needs to be no doubt of who's going when and how and what.
Yes,
that's right.
But that's where it makes a difference is who gets dispatched to where.
Right.
As far as the basic contract, that's the map is the only thing that's in contention right now.
Exactly. So,
can we move forward and approve the written part and
with the change
on the map?
Yeah, because the only other area that I think where we need to make sure we have really clear to is going to be that Fort Hill Road area where that comes over into basically it's Wilhelmina Creek,
right?
Creekers, all of that. So that's going to be another area that we need to make sure we get defined really
well. Can you see my cursor?
Yep.
Are you saying this area or back further?
Back further, because it goes up and over the hill and drops down right by Wilhelmina Lumber.
You go to Fort Hill, there's a road that comes out of there and comes back in by Wilhelmina Lumber. Goes back up through the...
Right here?
The
back. Yep.
And which way?
No. Go.
So that Fort Hill Road.
To your left, go clear back to where it's where Fort Hill Road, you see it wander behind that says Mineral Springs.
Yes.
Okay, and that goes up and over the hill and you keep following that and it's going to circle right back and it's going to drop down where this is Oak Lane and Ten Bush over here.
Yes.
That is Wilhelmina Lumber is just right there to your right and down a little bit. So we need to figure out where the split's going to be on that. Logically, it would be nice to just split at the top of the hill up there.
Do we really care where they split it up there on Fort Hill? I mean, it's not a district boundary with us. So does it really matter if they pick one way or the other? If they, I guess I don't know if that seems like it's even an issue. Let Chief Warden pick that one for the most part. And
no, I just want to make sure we have it clear and defined, because especially where it runs into Hamptons there, and we're taking up Willamina Creek and all of that at Hamptons, we need to know where the division's going to be.
Yeah. Right. And that just comes with a clear map that has defined roads. Yeah.
Literally, I can pick it out. This is where the river turns. Okay. See it?
Mm-hmm.
So this is where the lumber is in this box, maybe right over here.
Yeah.
So it does go back, and I can't make out the roadways. Obviously, I see one that goes all the way back. I could not even tell you, unless there's a mailbox I can zoom in on from Google Maps. There's, I wouldn't be able to tell you unless I overlay these, and I don't know how to do that yet. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. I mean, that's just my area, my concern where that's going to get confusing too. It's going to be the other confusion area.
Oh yeah. And that's the thing that, you know what though? That would be a slip for them to go all the way around. Yeah, I'll just have to sit down with Chief Warden and I, and we'll work it out and we'll make sure both of our boards know what's going on. And then like, I agree with what Pete said, man. Sometimes we're going to meet in the middle. There's no way. Yeah. So it happened today, matter of fact, on this wreck. We had people coming from all different directions, and it worked out to our advantage. All right.
I think the main point is that we just, you know, you and Chief Warden work out who's going to be where, and we just get a clear map of that. I think that's what we're really looking for, is just to make sure we know who's going where.
You got it. I don't think this would be a point of contention with him. I really don't.
I don't think it is either. I just want it clear so it doesn't become down the road a point of contention with something.
Yeah. No, I agree, Tammy.
So for board direction, from the original reading that I did, I didn't receive any. I did hear yes from everybody, but do we need to make that formal, Harry?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
So I'd entertain a motion to approve the intergovernmental agreement with West Valley, with the caveat that the map to be determined later. Exhibit B.
And the changes that we talked about.
Yeah, and the changes that we discussed. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
So 100% clarification, the only changes are going to be made of what you agreed upon. And I will highlight for our records what I changed so we can see it. And then tomorrow I'm going to present them with this, with the understanding that here's our IGA/contract. Eileen calls it an IGA. We're going to work together on the map, and we'll get it to West Valley's board as soon as we can work that out.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I think that gives them the ability to move forward with the ASA committees and say, okay, this is what we're going to do.
Okay.
This is our Band-Aid.
Yes, exactly.
Just for clarification, you're running that map by us one more time, or you're taking it straight to them?
As soon as Chief Warden and I work this out, you're going to have to see it first.
Okay. Okay.
So, all I'm going to share with, and I reached out to Mike. I believe he's going to be interim right now. I got a phone call from Chris earlier, neither here nor there, but I believe Mike's going to be interim, and I'm just letting him know we're working on it. There's no specifics other than tomorrow night when I show them this actual contract. So, and it takes a signature, I believe Eileen has. Yeah, board chair for West Valley, board chair for Sheridan. So.
Okay. So, That being said, I'll make a motion that you allow the board chair for Sheridan and myself to sign this contract when it comes back from Eileen, from our attorney.
But without the map?
Without the map, yes.
I would second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
Shit.
The dogs are opposed.
Oh, their dad got home.
Okay, one more time. Opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. All right. Thank you all for taking your time. I know this was an inconvenience, but I know this is going to help West Valley move forward, so, and us, you know. It's...
Can I ask who did the second on the motion to approve the IGA? Harry did the first, but who did the second on that one?
I think it was Ray.
Ray, okay.
Approve the IGA, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Susan.
Uh-huh.
Anything else? Okay, so Les, I will go with you tomorrow to the meeting. So if more than three of us go, we just can't sit together. So if anybody else wants to go, they certainly can.
Anyone is available. I think it would show good support. I'm not asking anybody to go, but I think it would show good support if anybody else had a moment.
Okay.
That's tomorrow at 6:00?
As far as I understand, yes. It's on their website. It says 6:00, but I'm going at 6:00.
All right. Any other business? Seeing none, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
4:44.
Second?
I seconded it.
Okay. We have a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned. Thank you all. I know this was a convenience to do this, but like I say, it's going to be helpful for everybody moving forward. So thank you very much.
Hey, we're doing education training inside the building. If anybody wants to stop by this evening at 7:00, it's inside the building.
What is it?
Extrication training. We're cutting up cars. Come on. You can run the tools.
I have a goat that has a date and carpet that came in.
I'm packing to get out of here. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we know what you're doing.
I'm going to go down where it's 65 degrees.